Good evening.
Good evening, Hannah.
Good morning.
You say what?
Jasmine, would you do me a favor and mute your phone? Thank you. We're waiting for some others to come online.
Hannah Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for a few more. Do you have a question for tonight?
I actually don't have one for tonight. Well, actually, I do. I do have one.
Well, hold on to it for
okay.
a minute.
Okay.
And let's see if others come on. Jasmine, I know you muted your phone, but if you have a question, when the time is right, you'll unmute.
Hannah.
Good evening.
Hello.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Jasmine, do you have any questions? Time to unmute.
No, I have nothing.
Okay. Hannah Esther, you're up. What is your question?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Jasmine, I need you to remute because I'm getting static. Sorry. Go ahead, Hannah Esther.
I usually don't watch TV, and I just happened to turn it on the other day, and they were talking about a new planet that they discovered, and that the astrological sign dates were changing, and I just wanted to, was going to ask you, like, what, I know that's with the sun, but according, I just don't understand it. They changed the date of the zodiac signs, and I'm not understanding how that relates with what we're doing or anything really. If that makes any sense. My question makes any sense.
Your question makes perfect sense.
Okay.
And the 13th sign, which is I can't pronounce its name, Oedipus or something like that.
Something like that, yes.
It starts with an O. Has been around for 20, 30 years. It's based on the fact that according to Western science, when they measure the process of the signs through the nighttime sky, the calculation that has been true for 2,000 years, 2,500 years, is slightly off each year. And therefore, according to the Western science, the relationship of the Earth to the signs has changed. Now, Hebrew astrology, which today is being practiced based on Western astrology, but in reality, the true Hebrew astrology only used the seven planets. While today the Western astrology uses all nine of the planets, or ten to be exact. But the Hebrew astrology always knew that there were ten, nine planets plus the sun, and then the moon is substituted for the earth. These ten planets, the Hebrew astrology knew they were there, but it didn't apply. Because in our physical world, there is only the seven lower Sephirot. But because we needed to have the information as common knowledge over the last 200 plus years, the outer three planets were quote unquote discovered, meaning revealed. And Western astrology was in conflict when that happened. What do they do? How do they handle this? Because these are absolutely impacting human beings. So they developed what they developed. And the Kabbalistic astrology that's being in use today is based on that, unfortunately. What it really is saying is that as we approach the end of days, as we approach the day of Mashiach, the final judgment, there are certain souls who are in tune with and have the need to be influenced by the outer three planets. And so Hebrew astrology does take that into account for those souls. But of course, most astrologers do not know who has a soul that needs the outer planets and who does not.
Ruby.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Ruby, I'm just joining the conference call.
Okay, well, we were answering a question, Ruby.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
So if you were to have a true Hebrew astrology reading, which is a very exact science, that understanding, we would know whether to use the 12 signs of the zodiac or the 13 signs. Which, of course, has to be 13. Now, why do I say there has to be 13? Because we always talk about the 12 tribes. and the 12 signs of the zodiac and the 12 months of the Hebrew calendar relate to those 12. But in truth, there are 13 tribes. The tribe of Levi is a 13th tribe. And in the leap year, there's a 13th month. And so what science is telling us has always been known by Hebrew astrology. There's nothing unusual, nothing new. It's all built into the system. And that system was taught to Abraham. And Abraham was one of the most important astrologers in what is historically the home of the astrologers. But if you'll notice in the Torah itself, there's no names of the months like Av and Elul, Tishrei. Those names came from Abraham in the Sefer Yetzirah. With all of that information, when the first temple was destroyed, on the physical level, the exile was to Babylon, the home of the Chaldeans, which is a code word for the astrologers, because that was the science of the times. Just like Western science is the science of our times. All of the truth is in the Torah. But science is a subset of the Torah. And eventually Western science will reveal all that is needed to understand and reconcile all of the science of the Torah. Now, I've gone round and round, and I've brought in a number of different concepts, and I hope it's clear what I've said. So I hope it's clear what I've hinted to. Yes, there are 13 signs of the zodiac. And yes, that means that the months would need to not change, because we have a calendar that is calculated, but that calendar is really not going to be used eventually, because it will be defined and directed by human consciousness, which is the blessing of the new moon. It takes place every Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh. And the second part of Rosh Chodesh is the connection we make each month to that Rosh Chodesh. And the balancing part, the third part, is the blessing of the new moon. And we have a group called the Karaite Jews who basically teach the literal level of the Torah. But what they teach is it's time to announce the new moon. Let's have a Sanhedrin. Let's appoint a Sanhedrin. Let's develop a Sanhedrin that will announce the new moon. And based on that consciousness, the moon will adjust to man's consciousness. And that will show everyone that consciousness controls, and that the science of Kabbalah is true and correct, and people will fall to the study. And hopefully that will happen as part of the process to leading to Mashiach, or unfortunately it will imply that people have to suffer the consequences of another 7,000 years, because they wouldn't listen to the prophets, they wouldn't listen to the wise people of our generation, who are the students of Kabbalah, not including myself, who are the Kabbalists, if they're concealed, because we don't see them being revealed. And yes, there are 13 months of the Hebrew year. There are 13 astrological signs. And there will need to be Western science adjustment and Western astrology adjustment to understand how to utilize the three outer planets properly and how to utilize all 10 of the planets, the 9 planets and the sun, with the earth being substituted by the moon. So, have I confused you totally, or has it been clear, Amy? Excuse me, Anna Esther.
You confused me a little bit, but the last statement you said, I forget the last statement you said. I was going to ask you a question about it. It'll come to me. Yes and no. I mean, it's more clear than when I asked.
Okay. If anybody
Thank you.
Last statement, you might prompt on Esther's memory. I don't remember what I say because I don't ever remember what I say. So I will hear the recording, which I usually don't do. Are there any other questions? You all have a beautiful evening, a beautiful week, and reminding you that tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time is a sleep out ritual. At 4:30 is advanced reincarnation. At 6 o'clock is the Tikkuni Zohar. At 7 o'clock is a regular Zohar class. There will not be classes other than the Sleafot class and the changing of the vows on Sunday morning. That's the only class on Sunday, which is 8 a.m. West Coast time. It will be a rather long session, not just an hour. It'll be a little more than an hour. And then there will not be classes Monday and Tuesday, but we will have classes beginning Wednesday morning, which will include the 8 a.m. Sleafot service, as we will be doing that through Yom Kippur. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you, Hano.
You're welcome.
Shalom.